How refreshing was that little rain that covered the state earlier this week?
Lovely.
A little white stuff up north, just a great dose of moisture that we desperately need. We'll take all that we can get. But it did drive a lot of questions this week at the Rosie on the House office about how do I repair blisters in my drywall ceiling. So we had a few roof leaks. It was about a half inch rain at my house. So it was a good rain, and it was a long lasting rain. We actually got several phone calls of people kind of in a little bit of distress. Let me, if you're in your home and you've done all your due diligence about getting the roofer up there and checking it once every few years, and you're surprised during a monsoon or a winter rainstorm and find water dripping in on your house, of course, the first thing you want to do is contain that leak and not let it travel. As it's leaking through your roof, it's hitting the insulation that's above your living space, and then it's dropping down to the sheetrock, and it's finding its easiest way in. Sometimes that's a cut in the sheetrock at where the joints of two different sheets come together. Sometimes it's at a hole in the sheetrock, like where we've had to put a junction box for a ceiling fan or a recessed can or a light fixture. Make sure you capture that water, and make sure if the water is accumulating to the point that is actually blistering, you need to take a nail or a ice pick and punch through the paint and the sheetrock to get up to where the water is sitting, and make sure you have a pan or bucket on the floor to collect it. Don't let that water continue accumulating. So that's the things you want to do in the case of seeing a problem being developed during a rainstorm. I'll get to what we do once the rainstorm is over and the sheetrock is dried out, how you might want to try and repair that. But I'd like to go back real quick and pick back up on this color conversation Jennifer came away from the building show with.
Well, if you pick up a current list of the colors of the year, it's always really, really fun and inspiring if you're looking to do some updating. And like we talked about, the greens are really in. Also, all shades of blue. Everything from a turquoise color to a cobalt.
So okay.
Just have a lot of fun with that.
All right.
Whether you put it in your decor or paint a wall. They even have appliances now. Rosie, did you notice the beautiful colors in the appliances? There's one that we
talk about bold.
Well, we split and conquered, and we both came away having visited the True, T-R-U-E, appliances, and it's all, they only make things that cool. So like refrigerators, a little wine cooler or a soda cooler. So anything in the cooling thing, but they have, I was going to tell you how many colors they had. they have a whole bank of beautiful colors, and then the hardware, it comes in six different colors. So you could have like a blue with silver
contrasting hinges and handles and all of that.
Or you could have gold.
They were awfully good looking, the ones they had on display. I have to say, I'm not familiar with that brand particularly. Apparently, it's a commercial brand that has migrated into the residential market, and it's a very high grade of appliance.
Think Sub-Zero. I mean, they're expensive. They're made to last. They are gorgeous, huge, well-lit inside, lots of great storage, and the outside just is a statement. They are beautiful.
Okay. So colors, you can be brave right now.
That's right.
You don't have to stick to your whites and your grays anymore.
They're even painting cabinets in beautiful colors now, too. If you like a little something in your house to liven it up.
That reminds me of another question we got this week. Somebody wanted to know, could I take the Formica off the particle board of my cabinets and paint it? I would definitely say do not do that. I would, if you're going to reface plastic laminate cabinets, etch the plastic laminate that's on the boxes and the face frames and just apply another laminate over the top of that and just order all new doors and drawer fronts. Do not strip with a heat gun the plastic laminate off the particle board and think you're going to paint that and have something that's going to hold up any time at all. You won't. That'll be a real problem. And I'm not a real big fan of the paint products that they make that they tell you will coat plastic laminate. I haven't seen that paint that'll last any amount of time at all. So just proceed with caution. So we'll get back to the other calls. We've got, looks like we've got John online. John, we're not going to have time to take you here before we got a break for bottom of the hour news. But I promise when we get back, you'll be one of the very, very first people we get to. The other thing we're going to do is we ran a soundbite several weeks ago about a builder who had a mystery sound in the house. And we asked our listeners to submit suggestions on what the sound might be. I've got an update on that in the next segment. Gonna have a little fun with that for sure. When we get back, it's Rosie on the house. Join the conversation. 1-888-767-4348.